Ticholo. Zero prevalence to Mycobacterium avium subsp. Paratuberculosis in the Colombian Creole cattle Romosinuano and Costino con Cuernos. Autors: Mataluz Doria, Misael Oviedo, Teresa Oviedo, Mario Canabal, Juan Perez, Juan Fernandez. Abstract. Objective: determine the seroprevalence and epidemiological factors associated with Mycobacterium avium subsp. Paratuberculosis. MAP, in two Creole cattle breeds of the Turipane Research Center, Agrosavia. Materials and methods: a cross-sectional epidemiological study was conducted. A total of 848 Creole bovine animals were sampled, 403 Romosinuano and 445 Costino con Cuernos, CCC, for the serological diagnosis of antibodies. The ELISA indirect test was used with the commercial kit Paracheck registered trademark 2 by Prionics. The variables sex, age, breed, and herd type were the epidemiological factors evaluated and correlated with the presence of antibodies against MAP. The statistical association was established using the odds ratio and a multivariate logistic regression model, employing a significance level with p0.05. Results: the general seroprevalence of the Creole cattle to MAP was 2.35%, 95% CI, 1.34 to 3.38, however, in the Romosinuano it was 0.74% and in the CCC it was 3.82%, being this difference statistically significant, p equals 0.003. Furthermore, employing a univariate weigh analysis, females and animals older than 1 year of age were more affected. The multivariate analysis identified the breed and sex variables as epidemiological factors. Conclusions: in the Creole breeds of the Agrosavia Turipane Research Center, MAP seroprevalence was low, however, in the Costino con Cuernos breed, the risk of contracting the disease is 6 times higher than in the Romosinuano breed. Moreover, it was shown that females have a higher risk of acquiring the disease. Keywords: Agrosavia, serological diagnosis, John's disease, enteropathy, epidemiology, risk factors. This and other articles can be found on the journal MVZ Cordoba page.